Hey, welcome to Bass Squad Radio again. Yeah, we haven't been doing them as frequently as we used to, or I don't know if you, what do you want to say, but I've just been busy fishing, so I don't really have time to be spending an hour or so or whatever doing this in the afternoon, because when I get home from work, I generally want to get right on the water, and when I'm done with the water, I'm back home at like 10 o'clock, and I want to go to bed. So that's been the reason why we've had like one a week, and that's, you know, that's not too bad. I don't think one a week is too big of a problem, but and also I've been kind of busy this week. My ma has just had some surgery, and she's been, I had to go do some stuff with her and pretty serious stuff. But you guys don't want to hear about it, so Tyler, stop talking about it. Okay, I will. I don't need their sympathy. I know you don't. So stop. Okay, yeah, that's it. Off of that topic, quick. Before I get into this, I don't know what I even want to talk about. I'm going to find out what I want to talk about based off of how it goes in the podcast. So, well, before I start, I really want to get this known. This is a little touchy subject, but Amazon.com is a sponsor of ours, and it is, you can go to www.bassquadcorp.com. Click on the podcast link at the upper, well, not upper right, just upper, not corner, just at the top. It says podcast, click on it. There's a little thing on the side that says sponsors. Click on the Amazon.com banner thing, and it'll support our podcast if you order something off of there. It gives us like 4 to 8%, whatever, and it's based on what you order, and then we get some money for it. What can you get off of Amazon.com? Well, I don't know. What do you guys? I'll ask you. What do you want? What do you think? Or what are you looking to buy? Is what I should say, that you don't know if you can get off Amazon.com. Real quick, I'll just let you go. Go ahead. Anything? Just ask me. Yes, you can get that on Amazon.com. I guarantee you. Just search it in the upper right hand corner after you click on the link. Because if you don't click on the link, we don't get any money for it. But yeah, so just go buy that thing that you just mentioned, and yeah, I guarantee you'll be a much happier person because of it. You don't got to enter in anything crazy. You don't have to spend any extra money. It just keeps this podcast free, and, well, I'm never going to charge for it anyways, even if you guys don't order anything. So don't listen to what I just said. Tyler, stop lying to him. Okay, I will. Yeah, so that's all I need to say about that. There's not, I know I want to talk about something. What did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody. We've officially bumped over the 1,000 follower mark. And I wanted to say that we're pretty elated to hear that. I mean, not hear it, but like, just to know that we have actually 1,000 people like if listening to us. And I know it's not everybody, not everybody is completely interacting with us, and I've always said like it's much, and we kind of did it at the beginning, we kind of followed a bunch of people just to get our name out there, and then they just instantly followed back. But lately we haven't been really doing that, and obviously we'll follow people that we interact with, and I don't want to turn it into that, but like we kind of like, I like especially just going at their, you know, content. I think one like loyal follower is much better than like 1,000 people that don't give a shit about us. So thanks a lot for you guys who have been interacting. There's a bunch of you that do. I think we still have some of our 1,000 that really don't care about us, that just kind of follow us just to follow us, which is fine. And we appreciate everybody. But yeah, just keep interacting, and we'll continue to interact back, and we continue to post things, and we continue to keep this thing basically free. And I don't know. What I really wanted to ask, and I posed this question, obviously you're not going to be able to answer me through the podcast. You can answer, or you can answer this question based on any various social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter. But Facebook isn't really that popular for our page. We only have like 300 some likes. So if you guys haven't liked it, please like it on Facebook. That would mean a lot to us. Otherwise, tweet us some stuff. But we kind of wanted, like, we basically, when we started this, we didn't really have a direction. We kind of wanted to get it the grassroots like type of thing where I started to fish because of the social interaction part of it. Not exactly, but I really enjoy that. That's why I kept fishing, I think. not necessarily, I mean, if I just fished alone all the time, I still enjoy that, but it's not as enjoyable as when I can share my experiences with people. So we kind of wanted to start it that way. We used to start a bass squad based off of people that, I mean, just the anti, not anti current way it's going, but like just being real and stuff like that. So we didn't have a real direction, and we kind of just have been flying by the seat of our pants this whole time, to be honest. We really haven't taken a true direction, except for the individuality part of the sport, the social interaction part of it, us being a little different, you guys appreciating that, you guys being different. So we kind of wanted to pose the question as to what do you think we should do? We want you to be critical. We want you to be, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. I mean, be honest, I'm not even joking. Tell me if something's going on that's wrong. Tell me if something's going on. Tell us, I should say, not just me. Obviously, we have three other guys that are helping out, and we all contribute, and we all love what we do, and we're all just like 100. Like I said before, we're just completely elated that you guys have actually supported us. And Greg Sullivan, I want to shout out to him again. He gets a lot of shout outs. He's been with us from the very beginning, but he actually wore the Bass Squad shirt up on the weigh-in stage, and I caught that real quick. At the Bassmaster Open, which was awesome, and that's the easiest way for us to get our name out there is for you guys to support us in any way you can, and we'll obviously repay you by, you know, not repay you. We're not going to pay you guys just yet. We're not that successful. But yeah, so just hit us up and let us know what we should do, what direction you think we should take. What would you guys like to see more? Would you guys want more T-shirts availability? Would you guys want us to create more comedy on Twitter, more comedy on YouTube? Did you guys like that, or do you guys like the centric ones where it's basically just tips and us being real, us being what we know, giving you guys the insight into our own heads? And I'll give you some insight today. I got a couple things I kind of sort of think I might want to talk about. I don't know. Anything you can think of, seriously. If you guys think we should do a Ustream channel and me and whoever sit down and answer questions, even if there's seven people watching, I'd still do it for an hour. I don't care. I'd rather talk fishing to seven people than not talk fishing at all and be sitting around doing stupid things like writing the book that I'm working on or something to that effect. You guys really make me happy, and you guys make me happy to keep doing this, and it's been fun. I've had a lot of technical problems with my computer and with just issues with my the software that I've been using to record stuff. So I've been kind of running these solo. If you guys want to hear any guests, if you guys have suggestions for guests that you want to hear me talk garbage to or talk talk just fun shit with, just let me know so we can hit them. We can ask them or tweet at somebody. I think that's the main thing that could help to get different guests on, to get guys that you kind of want to hear their insight. It can be anybody. I don't even care who. I'll talk to anybody. It doesn't really bother me to talk to people. So if you guys want to hear someone, I'll try to set up an interview once we get Skype working for sure. And I get these computer issues worked out. So the way that would work was if you guys just tweet at the person or message them, or if you know them, let them know about it. And, you know, obviously, I'd talked to them before and let them know. It's pretty much of an open book type of thing, and I'm not going to preface any questions or anything like that because I like to hear real reaction from people. So, but I just like the support, and I like everything. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm kind of rambling a little bit. But yeah, just generally, thanks a lot, and continue to listen. And also on iTunes, if you guys haven't done so already, we've gotten an unbelievable feedback on iTunes, and it's not going to take much more before we can get another sponsor that I've been working at for a while. And if you guys continue to just review us and or rate us, and I don't care what you rate us, it's just that the sheer volume of people rating is going to show the people at iTunes, or the people that I want to pursue, that we are getting we're reaching people, and they don't obviously want to put their name on something that's polarizing or something that sucks or something that maybe I get bad reviews or I get, oh, the audio quality sucks, this sucks, that sucks, and I get one star or something like that. Obviously, I just said be honest, so I do want you to be honest. But any review works. If you just comment and saying, this is what I like about it, this is what I don't like about it, Tyler does this, Tyler does that bad, it doesn't matter. It just any like the like I said, volume is the main thing that they want to make sure that I'm reaching ears, not so much. I don't even know if it's positive or negative reviews doesn't matter, because if I have a one star on here and everybody hates me, but it's under the kind of argument that Skip Bayless has. If everybody hates him, he's still getting listened to, so I'm still reaching ears. Now, does that mean that you're gonna listen to me if I tell you to do something based off of a sponsor? I don't know, and I've always been the proponent, and we've all kind of been the proponent of not really promoting product, proponent and promoting, yeah, promoting product, but it does help us a little bit for at the beginning of just boom, quick, done, out, that's it, and then go on with the podcast. So it doesn't take much, it doesn't take too long, and I don't know, so yeah, just go on iTunes, search Bass Squad Radio, rate us up. Comment, please. Please comment. I'd rather see a comment on iTunes than you guys tweeting back at us after our podcast is released. So that would help us tremendously. And so yeah, yeah. I still managed to not piss anybody off with this podcast, which is surprising to me. And I don't know. I mean, I've tackled some polarizing things, and I don't really. It to me. The way I word it and the way I kind of take a light approach to it, I don't like being political with it, and I don't know. It's just been pretty awesome that we can do that in an industry that I'll be honest and I'll be the first to admit that when I made a mistake, I don't think that I didn't think that we would be possibly successful. Because, I mean, I did have kind of an idea, but I didn't think the fishing community would accept us, which has been the exact opposite. You guys have accepted us. I mean, the people that don't like us, they don't listen to us, they don't talk shit about us, which is great. If you don't like us, that's fine. I just ask that you don't talk shit about us, just talk shit about us. If you don't like us, let me know, fine. Say, I'm displeased with this, I don't like the way you talk about this, fine. I'll talk to you. I'll be like, all right, well, appreciate you voicing your concern or whatever. But the fishing community has actually been pretty awesome. And like I said, whether it be I talk about one thing, talk about another thing, I brought up gay marriage and, you know, stuff with religion. And, you know, I voiced my opinion on these things. And if you guys don't like it, I don't know. I mean, I was talking to some guy that is fairly conservative, and I was talking based on a thing that I was listening to on the radio, and I remember him from 3 years ago, how he did not believe in the marijuana law. I mean, this is going to get bad again, like I said, so I'm glad glad I can just continue to polarize myself away. Try to push the envelope more, Ty. Okay, I will. he was talking about the marijuana laws and how he thinks they should stay illegal, and I was, you know, saying I voiced my opinion on it, and which was whatever. It doesn't matter what I think. And now it's nice to see that those people that are 100% one way and thick headed and don't vary ever are now starting to vary because, oh look, money is just shooting in at a rapid rate in Colorado and Washington. I heard something on the radio the other day that said $100 million of tax revenue has been generated in marijuana sales in Colorado. Say you don't like it, that's a personal choice. It's no longer a legal choice, it's a personal choice, which is what I believe completely. I'm pretty hippie in that respect, not just the fact that I'm talking about weed, but pretty hippie in the respect that you just do what you want, don't bother people, is the main thing. So what they did was, when they released it, they taxed the shit out of it. They got, I think, a 39% increase in the price. Just tax, and people, I don't really care about it, so they bought it anyways. Well, look what happened. Now, there's arguable facts and there's inarguable facts. The inarguable facts in Colorado, especially, is crime's way down, revenue is way up, and now conservatives are like, well, it's no longer a legality issue, it's no longer a moral issue, it is a money issue. So follow the money. Guess what? Now some conservatives are starting to jump on bandwagon. And I say conservatives because I'm not one, I'm not a liberal either. I'm pretty much just don't define myself as anything because I believe what I believe. But yeah, so now what you're seeing, even it's even adding to the economy over there. They don't even have, this can be counted as the Nerd Report this week. They don't even have like problems with jobs anymore either, because what they're doing is because you have to legally, you have to, if you're going to distribute it, you have to grow it out there. So what they're doing is they're just plowing over old dilapidated buildings and building grow houses because they're successful. It is insane. And I think it is a great, great thing that the weed is legal over there. And I think in 5 years, it's going to be a national thing. I mean, maybe some states won't adopt it just because they're so hardcore against it. But, you know, that'll happen with things. There's going to be people lagging behind, and that's just the way life goes. I mean, there's still counties that don't allow alcohol, and that's been, Christ, that prohibition's been over since the 20s. So, and look at how well the prohibition worked. And I think that it's amazing that weed has been illegal since the 30s, and now it's just starting to become, it's like, okay, what are we doing? There's many more crazy things to worry about than marijuana being illegal. It was all propaganda to start with. I mean, you still can't even grow hemp here, and that's not even psychoactive, which is bizarre. People don't even realize that. You can't smoke your sweatshirt if you want to get high. It's not going to happen. So by sweatshirt, I mean hemp sweatshirts. I don't mean just your regular sweatshirts. You might be able to with all the chemicals they use the polyester and shit that they use. But I don't want to turn this into a drug article. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said before, I'm a proponent for legalization. I don't really see any problem with it. And if you do bass fish, there's certain there are certain situations that it might help. I don't know. I don't know if hypothetically, like I said, hypothetically, you need things that deaden your reaction time anyways. So like you use a crankbait rod, if you're frogging, a lower reaction time, which marijuana is a side effect of marijuana, or so I've heard, that it lowers your reaction time and it makes you feel a little better as far as sensation goes. So yeah, frogging, you could become a better frogger, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Just in Colorado right now. I don't want you guys doing it in anywhere else. And I don't want to associate my name with anything, because I'm saying hypothetical, and I'm saying that you do what you want. This is a podcast based on doing what you want, and I'm not going to judge anybody. And maybe people won't like it, but you know what? I'm not going to be mad if you don't like my views on certain things, because that's just the way it goes. You're not going to agree with it. I don't agree with everything some of the guys in there with Bass Squad do. I don't agree with them in some aspects. But you know what? That's life. You don't always have to agree with people. That doesn't mean you don't like them. I'm best friends with all of them. They, you know, that's just not just them. It's just everybody. All of my best friends, I have vast different views on certain things. That's okay. It's okay to be off in the fringe. It's okay to turn your boat left and everybody's going right, or everybody's going downriver and you go upriver. It doesn't matter. So that's my rant for this week. I'm going to keep this podcast, I think, pretty short. I got a lot to go. I mean, if you're going to take a stance on something, I don't think marijuana is the thing to be upset about. It's one of those things that's becoming more and more mainstream as we talk about it. So someone is, whatever, if you're talking garbage about it, then you're just the asshole in the situation. So Cat Williams says it best. He says, "It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you just so happens to set it on fire, there are some effects." Now see, it's not a real drug, it's just a plant. Drugs are bad, plants are not. So you're welcome, everybody, for letting you guys into my head. So just thought I'd get that out there. Like I said, we're all being honest here. And I don't always like to take polarizing stance, but now I'm looking at this. I'm seeing how far I can actually push the envelope without people getting too pissed off at me. So So, well, there's a line I just drew, and if you guys don't give a shit about it, then that line will be pushed even further. Not intentionally, obviously. I'll try to just keep it organic, to use that stupid term. And if something happens like that, where I bring up a polarizing issue, whatever. So I don't think you guys are going to be mean. I don't think you guys are going to hate me for it. If you guys are listening to this podcast, chances are you see eye to eye with me on a lot of things. So I don't know. So that's that. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep this podcast once a week, at least until I have a little bit of a break where I can do some stuff, because I fish basically every day when I'm done with work. So the last thing I want to do is sit inside when the sun's shining and everything. But maybe when it's pouring rain out, or if it just sucks conditions-wise, I'll do a podcast. I don't know. I started another podcast with Jeremy, if you guys want to check it out. It's earrape.podomatic.com. And we did our first trial episode. Instead of keeping it away, we just posted it. So if you guys want to listen to it, go ahead. We talk about stuff, and I don't even want to give it away because it was fun, and we're going to keep doing it. So that is completely unassociated with Bass Squad. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's Tyler Glockner, not TG, that does that one. So just to let you know. I had a pretty funny story. Today, when I got home, I blew up two Revos lately, or what I thought was. I had talked nothing but good things. I've always heard that they suck because they blow up. But I've had nothing but praise for Revos. And right after I said that, my foot got stuck in my mouth because I was frog fishing, which frogging is starting to heat up, which I'm very, very happy with post-spawn bite, and I'll get to that in a minute. But so I set the hook on one, and drag went completely limp. Winding in, it won't wind. I can just feel it spinning. I'm just uber pissed off. So I just ended up losing the fish, threw the rod down, grabbed my other frogging rod, and like, shit you not, 20 minutes later, same thing happened to a second one. Now, one was 4 years old, which is, okay, whatever, understandable. I suppose shit just breaks if you use it. Like, I frog all the time, so I'm constantly stressing it. And that one broke, so I'm like, whatever, not a big deal. I'll live with it. This one I just bought, like, maybe in February, I think, and that one blew up later. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I threw that one down. I fished the rest of the tournament without, you know, it was a league, and it happened during the league, and it sucked, and I was so pissed. Well, I've been thinking about it, and it's like, okay, the warranty's up on it, which blows, so I try to do my hand at fixing it, which is just another disaster in and of itself. I'm going to have screws sticking out of the spool, maybe. I don't know. I am so not technically inclined with things. That's why I don't mess with my boat. I don't do anything. I don't try to be the guy who thinks he knows everything about boat mechanics, and all of a sudden, oh, shit won't run. So I just take everything in. I'm that guy, and I don't care. If something's wrong with my car, I hear a rattling, I am not the least bit shy to go take it in and get it looked at, because I don't have an ego, and I don't know anything about cars or boats or electricity. I mean, I don't have a general theory of electricity or the idea of electricity. Electrician work, I should have said. So anyways, off of that tangent, so I take it apart, dick around with it a little bit, turn the brakes off, or turn the drag all the way limp, tighten it back up, still same problem, pulling line out, and it's like, what the hell is wrong with this thing? So then I took it apart a little bit, screwed it all back together, surprisingly got it back, still same problem. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, as I'm testing how bad the drag is, the spool actually isn't moving, but the line is. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. It's a real strange thing. So what happened was the line, I don't know how to explain this without, so, like, I'd push down on the spool, and I would crank the handle, and it's like, oh, shit, the drag is broke. Well, actually, the line just was really, really loose in there. I must have strung it up bad. So, long story short, both Revos are completely fine. I'm just a moron. So, I just redid it, and now everything works peachy, and I'm going to test it. Obviously, I don't know if it's 100% right, but yeah. So that's the moron, don't be an idiot tip of the week. So, just check your line if you think the drag's broken. which is funny because I've noticed that my Revo's never had that problem. I've had this problem a few times, and I've always ended up just, it always ended up just working after a while. So, turns out I've never had this problem with fluorocarbon, which makes sense now because air and stuff can't get in the middle, or it can't really have a problem. I'm just an idiot, and I'm so pissed off, and I've been having this issue for like 2 years. So there you have it. That's me being an idiot, and yeah. So, so it's post-spawn now. This year was actually unbelievable up here, especially because it was just totally, the lakes were frozen over, and all of a sudden, ice melted, 45 to 50, the pre-spawn happened, and then we had hot weather, it was 65 degrees and then 75 degrees, and now all of a sudden spawn's over. I mean, I'm sure there's still a few stragglers spawning, but it's like, it happens so fast that, wow, it's already time to start fishing post-spawn, which I'm so pumped for. I guess elated is the word of the week this week, so I said it like 7 times, but I'm so pumped for the post-spawn because now the fish are starting to move into the summer patterns, which is they school up deep or they pull shallow, and I'm going to be shallow. I'm not going to be screwing around out deep. I might a little bit try, but I'm just so bad out there. It hurts me so much to just get out there. But, I mean, I'm going to do it sometimes just to get out deep and look for them and figure out the deep fish because I know that's how you win tournaments, but as of right now, I'm going to continue to plug shallow because that's what I like to do. But so that post-spawn period, like right now, actually up here, is the goofy period that they're in where they pull off the beds and they're not really, they're kind of finicky. They're done guarding fry and all that. So I don't know if you guys, there's an article out on somewhere that I read about post-spawn fishing in light line. And sometimes you got to downsize. Obviously, a frog is a good deal because the bluegills are up shallow right now. And I've always had this wondering why, especially, I don't know if it's just clear bodies of water or what, but the bluegills are all just packed together, spawning. Bluegills, rock bass, crappies, whatever. They're all packed together, spawning. And there's no bass roaming around. I'm sure they are there. I'm sure the bass just got spooked before my boat got there. I'm obviously just basing this off of observation. But why don't they just all pack in shallow right now and eat the bluegills? I don't know. Once again, answer my question. If you guys are fisheries biologists or something like that, or you guys know the answer to this, why doesn't the bass just gorge right now? Why this should be a time like fall where they feed heavily, but they don't. So what I do is this time of year, I'm going to throw a frog around, obviously throw a spinnerbait, imitate some of that, those fry roaming around still. Focus on docks, focus on points and transition areas that are near summer holes and near spawning flats, stuff like that. But one of the main things that I've actually found out that pretty much applies anywhere around here, anywhere up by where I figured it out, me and Casey figured it out, is getting a heavy spinning rod, not too heavy because you want to still fire a light bait a long distance, spooling it up with braid, and putting a Senko on EWG. I use Gamagatsu 3-0 EWG super line hooks, and just firing it into the thickest stuff you can possibly imagine. Thick lily pads, thick trees, thick brush from a distance away. It's got to be a long cast. This is a really deadly tactic for post-spawn cruisers that might be feeding on bluegills. I don't know, but pad stems are a huge one. In the lily pads, just kind of working the weightless Senko out. And I've caught so many fish doing it that I guarantee you I wouldn't have caught on a frog or wouldn't have caught anywhere else. Because it's a real finesse approach minus the 20 or 30 pound braid, whatever you guys are using. But that's my tip if you guys want to try that out around wherever you're going. I think it might just, I don't know if it really applies to river systems. I got a tournament on the Point Flowage again this weekend up in Stevens Point on the Wisconsin River. I really hope we can do well. It's a really huge tournament for that smaller, it's 7,000 acres, so it's not a small body of water, but it fishes small, and I'm pretty pumped. Me and Adam have fared well out there in the past, so I'm going to try and do that, but that's a dark body of water. It doesn't really apply, this technique doesn't really apply to dark river systems or It basically applies to natural lakes. So obviously, if you're tournament fishing, chances are you're not going to be, or if you're in a major tournament, it might be one of those things to just have in the back of your mind if you're up on a pad flat or something to that effect, where you might want to try something a little bit more finessey. Just stick a Senko on heavy braid and a fairly stout spinning rod, and just fire that thing as deep as you can into the brush. Now, this goes against every single bit of my religion. I hate doing it, but it works. It's one of those weird things where I feel like an idiot casting a spinning rod and throwing a Senko into slop and thick stuff, but it's a subtle thing that works. And I've learned to not have prejudices when you're fishing. Just do what's catching you fish, and that should be the deal. I actually threw a jitterbug this weekend, on Monday. I finally bit the bullet and bought a jitterbug just because it's a proven thing, and it's like, oh, but I'm throwing a jitterbug. I don't know why that has a weird stigma to me, but it does catch fish, and it looks awesome, and I'm probably going to use it a lot now because it's one of those things that, well, why wouldn't it work? It's a buzz bait that you can... are basically, it's essentially a buzzbait that you can wind super slow, and it's black, and it throws a bunch of water, and fish like it. There's a reason it's been around for 50 years. So I've been losing prejudices lately. I've been throwing swimming grubs, I've been throwing jitterbugs, I've been throwing Senkos into the thick stuff. This post-spawn period really gets me down, so I'm basically throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. I can't wait for like another couple weeks till the slop grows up thick and I can just get my heavy rods out and just punch to death and frog to death and throw a swimming jig on the outside edges and hit the ambush points. And oh my God, I'm fantasizing a little bit. I'm sorry. My eyes are closed and I'm getting a little excited. I don't mean to put a bad image in your head. But 32 minutes. I'm going to keep this one short. Like I said, I got stuff to do, and I want to get another one up this week. I'm leaving tomorrow. I keep losing track of time because I had to take off a couple days of work, but losing track of time. I guess I leave tomorrow. I'll be back on Sunday. I'll probably take the boat out down here, and deal with the morons out on the lake. And by you guys, if you guys have never fished near southeastern Wisconsin, first of all, I suggest not doing it in the middle of the summer. And second of all, you guys don't have any idea. Essentially, just throw a bunch of rich wakeboarders and jet skiers and pontooners onto a 1,200 to 2,000 acre bowl lake. And they love to buzz around in the shallows. I don't know why. If there's slop nearby, there will be a jet skier right near there, especially if the lake isn't crowded, and there's a whole middle end of the lake, or middle area of the lake that is completely traffic-free. These jet skiers will love to push up right by the slop, especially when I'm throwing a frog, and especially when there's no wind, and there's no disturbance, and it's a perfect day. Jet skiers love it. They're attracted to it like moths to a damn flame, or a largemouth to a Spro bronze eye. That's it, hope you guys continue to interact. I really, really want you guys to go to iTunes and help us out by liking, like not liking, but commenting, rating, doing all that. Continue to hit us up on Facebook. Continue to hit us up on Twitter. And like I said before, if you guys want a specific guest or somebody that you think would be cool, tweet at him or her. I would more than happy do a interview with them, or because I love to talk fishing, and this by myself stuff is getting a little old. Maybe it's not to you guys. Maybe you guys like hearing what goes on in my crazy mind. So thanks again. This one's over. Bye.